With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Victory for Nikki Haley in tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, in very early primary voting. Haley nabbed all six votes that were cast in that little village. A suspect in the killing of eight people in suburban Chicago over the weekend has now fatally shot himself, reportedly, in Texas. On the eve of New Hampshire's primary, almost every top Republican lining up behind former President Donald Trump. Haley is the last major challenger standing in the way, and she's urging supporters not to give up. Former California Republican Congressman John Campbell says numerous indictments against former President Trump have only served to rally his supporters.
The core Trump supporter voter sees themselves as someone who is being left behind, who the elites don't care about, who the people running the governments, running the major institutions in the United States don't care about. Donald Trump cares about them.
Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, a judge ordering the unsealing of a divorce case of a Georgia special prosecutor investigating former President Donald Trump.
The judge ordered the unsealing of the divorce case involving special prosecutor Nathan Wade after a request brought by a defense attorney who alleges an inappropriate relationship between Wade and Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. The judge has also put off a final decision on whether Willis will have to sit for questioning in the divorce case, but delayed her deposition that had been scheduled for Tuesday.
The New Hampshire Attorney General's Office investigating reports of an apparent robocall using AI to mimic President Biden's voice. This is SRN News. The persecution of Christians all around the world is just getting worse.
At this point, it's almost not news to say that, but Open Doors USA is out with its annual World Watch List, and the numbers are worth considering. According to the new report, 365 million Christians suffer under high levels of persecution around the globe. Open Doors says one in seven Christians on earth are being persecuted, including one in five in Africa and two in five in Asia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Congress likely to begin 2024 by making a new push to get the long-dormant Equal Rights Amendment enshrined into law. Pro-life advocates warn the legislation would be a way to get around the Supreme Court's 2022 decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Some Democrats think it could be used to defeat state laws and the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. South Bend, Indiana, Fire Chief Carl Buchanan says the entire community just devastated by the deaths of five children who were trapped in a burning home.
We know how hard it is to lose anyone because we do everything in our power to avoid it. But it even hurts even more so when it's someone who has just begun their time on this earth, not able to make conscientious decisions.
The audio courtesy of WBND-TV. A Japanese automaker that cheated on safety tests for years says it does not expect to resume shipping cars anytime soon. Japanese government ordering a subsidiary of Toyota to halt production of its entire lineup of cars after reports of fake safety test results last year. More details at SRNNews.com.